Okay, so today is a continuation of Mila B'Shabbos. Right, yesterday we discussed the IVF, IUI, the irregular types of pregnancies, and if those are Docha Shabbos, are we Choshish for the Rabbeinu Chanan or not? So today I'm going to show you something that if you never learned Hilchas Mila, you would never think such a halacha exists. Okay? I remember years ago Rav Shechter spoke about this. He gave one of the drushes, maybe when his son Rav Shai was born or something. One of them he gave about this, these halachas. It's very fascinating. The question is like this. You have a baby. He's born regular birth, shmini, everything. So is there any svara to say that if his parents are not shomer Torah mitzvahs, then we won't have the bris on Shabbos for such a baby? Any other question? So you would think, why should that make a difference? Right? I mean, he's a yid. We'll have another discussion about some other machlokas. I'll tell you all the names when we shut off the tape recorder of what that machlokas was about. But right? That's what you would think. But now you're going to see in Hilchas Mila a whole discussion of the following. So let's look in the Bala Iter. There's some important Bala Iters here in Hilchas Mila. So in Chav Dalet in page 1, it says like this. B'tshuva, Yisrael shenase eino Yehudi. What does that mean? Nase eino Yehudi. It means he became a mumer. Okay. V'yech lo isha Yisraelis, and he has a Jewish wife, but he went deep off the derech, deep. V'lo laben b'Shabbos. So you'd ask me, there's nothing to talk about. He's a yid. So says the Baal Iter, mutar lomul b'Shabbos. You could mal him on Shabbos. And we don't have to worry that he's going to follow in his father's footsteps. Which the implication might be that if we would worry, then it would be questionable if we could. But we don't have to worry about that. Why? Number one, below all, because further, she'imu Yisraelis, she'efshe she'elech achara. Well, at least he has a Jewish mother. In other words, here again, Avo Pishachata Yisrael, he's still a Yisrael, but he doesn't act like a Yisrael. He's maybe we would call him Shumla, the Mumer, whatever term you give him. But he's saying that you still have the bris on Shabbos. Lord, she'imu Yisraelish efshar she'elech acharea, v'chol she'omru tumei aleinu imo l'ches b'avodim kol shekein Yisrael. And this is so that's the Bala Iter. It's just quoted in the Tor on page 2. Look what it says. Yisrael shenishtamed v'nosu Yisraelis. V'nolo lo ben mimena. So Yisrael nishtamed. And now he's married to a, he's married to a Jewish lady, and they had a son. Malanu Shabbos, vein anu machzikim also sheyetsa l'tarbas ra, kevan sheimo Yisraelis. So the way he says it over is kevan sheimo Yisraelis. It's so he'll be okay. And we don't have to worry that he's going to go to the Tarbus Ra.
The second reason of the hitter of the athletic.
Yeah. He's Nimol Lishmona, and
that's the reason
to bring the Adam Koshkin. Shev Shalach, the call is on the Tumay Leda. The only thing we need is Tumay Leda, the same thing.
Isn't it more here because the Mitzvah Ma'ah?
Now, let me ask you a question. And what if the mother also was a Meshumad?
It wasn't exactly a practical question at that time. They were not coming to us for a meal. It's very hard to do for a meal, and they don't want it when they're not coming together. So the implication
seems to be that it could be that if the mother also, then maybe have to be assuming that he's going to go with Tabas Ra, and therefore you won't be able to mal him on Shabbos. So this is a discussion. You see, this is brought in Shulchan Aruch. Take a look on page 4. In the Taz, let's look at the Taz first, shorter. Malach of Shabbos, yes, the Mechabers first. Yisrael Shehem, Yud Beis, Yisrael Shehem Mir, Venola Lo Ben Mishraelis, Malach of Shabbos. And the Taz, the way Taz presents it, like the tour, is Vein Machzikin of Sosha Yetzi Lo Tabas Ra, Kemi Chehimo Yisraelis, King Kosov HaTur. And others point out that the Mashmor seems to be, but if the mother also, you know, he's Jewish, she's Jewish, they're both Jewish. But they both, Yotze L'Tarbus Ra, so maybe it's a question whether you mal the Shabbos. Take a look at in the Shach now. Yuzayin, Kosa B'Sevi B'Ere Gabayas B'Shem Rash ben Rashbeitz, the Mamzer Malchum was of Shabbos Chen Hu Memario. Kosev Old B'Sev Berak Abayis, Kosev Baruch Haschayim B'Shem Harambam. The Tshuva Harambam, Makarayim Kol Zman Shelo Yidabru Toa Al Rabbanim Lo Yislotzu B'Dei Rav Moshe Gedoshim Chachmei Mishnah Vashas. That was the Karayim, as long as they're not making fun of the Torah Shabbal Peh. Nochon Lono L'Chabdan Lechas Lishol B'Shlomo Mafil B'Oteim. Then we could treat them nicely and do a meal of the Shabbos. But Shuvas Rav Sal Ashkenazi, maybe the Rama Rav Hai, because the Nimzit Lomit Kikaroy Madoy Matzleim Bzman Azel Lo Nimzit Behem Echad Nikol Midos Shehizkir Agon Anal. But if they don't have these Midos, that they're misla, you know, they're mocked the Torah and the Rabbanim. They're totally out of the fold.
That's an issue with,
you know,
the Greek
considering
Jewish.
Well, what?
The question here is whether
we're
considering Jews.
There's an extra line there that you didn't read.
No. Came into Enemodim. Enemodim, 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 Enemodim,
Enemodim, Enemodim, Enemodim, Enemodim, Enemodim, Enemodim, Enemodim, Enemodim,
Enemodim, Enemodim, Enemodim, Enemodim, Enemodim, Enemodim, Right, so the...
Does there's anything right that...
Right, one second.
No, but there's also a more B'nai B'Shabbos, which is in a more B'Priya.
Continue?
The in-king, if you have
B'Priya,
meaning...
Right,
because they don't want you to pray. If you're able to
to do free of, let's say they're molded, they make fun of the Chachamim on everything but free, then that is
point. I think it's saying since they're not molded, even if you're not free for that, you're not holding of that.
No, it only says. You're making up your own case to make because of the
predetermined.
The question is it, in other words, Rabbi Talaki wants to say it's a technical thing. In other words, they're not going to let you do kriya.
That's not going to mean you're not going to.
Because
this is it. Is it a din?
Coming from a separate halach, I'm dealing with kriya.
So what do you mean the whole thing about that?
Is it a din? In other words, l'chora, we assume they are Jews.
Right.
Well, the question is it a thing that a Jew once he leaves the fold? So we'll have to see. For some reason, his mila.
What's that?
His meal can't be Doka Shabbos, or is it just a technical thing that Rabbi Tuchman says?
Yes, he gives a whole argument. He says they don't daven like we daven, they don't say Shmona Esrei, and they're Meshuna B'chol Davar, so how could we do Priya for them since they're not holding a Priya?
Yeah.
Meaning, if physically I'm loyal, I can do what I want, but if they're not holding that this is a mitzvah,
so I can't do it.
So even if I do it, Lamaisa, it's not.
Yeah. So let's
close.
No, Shabbos. If you also the move name is Shabbos. See two lines of the famous Palam in the Gemara. So therefore, Lefichach also the move name is Shabbos. Yeah. So you see, he said Amol b'nei b'Shabbos. So since Rabbi Tuchman said it over, Rabbi Tuchman was mechavein to the rabbi from Egypt, but who's the rabbi from Egypt? Let's see. Oh, the Ginas Veradim. Yeah, Rambam also. But on page 7, you have the Ginas Veradim of Avraham Alevi. It got cut off. It says Migdolei Rabbanei Eretz Mitzrayim. It might have got cut off, but that's what it's supposed to say in the bottom. Rabbeinu Avraham Halevi, Migdolei Rabbanei Eretz Mitzrayim. So he says he's sowed here, which I think is similar to what Rabbi Tuchman says.
And the
Shach
even before that, he
hammers
away that,
meaning
it's all totally, are they
Makabal
the Masorah?
Are they Makabal
the Shach earlier?
Right, yeah. So Rabbi Tuchman is pointing out the Shach earlier as well, that they're not Makabal the Masorah.
Right, so if they're Makabal the Masorah, then maybe they'll have a good kid, so Mal
Mashabbos. Right.
But they're not Makabal the Masorah.
Yeah. So.
Is that
the
extension of the Mal?
If it's
or not? That's not a reason.
So this is his yisod, that if they went off the Masorah, then you're not mal the kids on Shabbos. So the Gita Zeradim says something on page 8, which I think Rabbi Tuchman is alluding to. And basically he has the yisod like this. He says, doing a mitzvah, let me say it outside the way I understood it, and we'll read it outside. He says, doing a mitzvah doesn't have an inherent value if you have no emunah. Because I put on tefillin, but I don't believe in God. I don't believe in the Messiah. You don't say the action itself. In other words, if you have, like the discussion that, somebody showing them don't count emunah as from the Tayyik mitzvahs. So somebody else, because that's the basis. If you don't have that, then the Tayyik mitzvahs are meaningless. He says, here, take a look on page 8. Hasovik shein nakayim as a chakira, chakru gdoli chikei leiv, al kiyim torah v'mitzvos. Im atzlochas v'osha magia mehem u lefi sheteva hut v'mitzvos evil, is the idea of a mitzvah that something intrinsic in the mitzvah. You do this action, you put on these leather straps on your hand, skulazunim says v'hem, chom kayim behechu sheyev alo ha'osha v'atzlocha hii, It's like you eat certain food, it's going to have a certain effect. Now, of course, we hold, you know, mitzvah is not tzrichas, that's, but even if you didn't have kavana, but you, in general, you have an emuna. In other words, mitzvah sri kavana is a separate question. This is beyond that. Even if you own mitzvah ain't sri kavana, but if you don't buy the system. You don't buy that there's a ribbono shel olam. You don't buy that there's a, and therefore you were meshubad. So
that's not true. And the Torah, you buy in the Torah, you buy in the
famous Islam tivim shum shvach moshe in ketiapul oseinu behem kipulas harik. He says, "Kumelch shagozer alavodav liyos memalim mayim umarim laashpa. Shivus alavodav osim dvaro imtzum chabim divrei melch." The melch says, "Do this." So you listen to the melch. Vezokar shagam ki shenem shemitzvah salal imehem mitzidem shum mayla v'tuelz v'ilu haya gadosh baruch hu mitzav l'kshar ritzua b'karnei apora haya shokol kumitzas tefillin. You do what the king says. The king could have told you to tie, you know, tefillin on a parah. Yeah. Whatever he says. In other words, the idea is that you do tzivoy Hashem. You have to buy into that there's a gzeres hamelach. Shekach gozer alav avinu shebashamayim. Sheba asosu mitzvus halal b'lo kavana zo eim hem skula. Even though you didn't... Yeah.
The Karaim, certainly, they're coming to you for a bris, they want a bris, and they believe in a bris, they just have different halachas.
Look at the arrow now. Yeah, page 9. Look at the arrow. Al pi advar ma'ela, yivnu divrei atur sal al nachon shekasuv sof seminary samach vav Yisrael shenishtamed. Now he wants to bring this to Hilchas Mila. Yisrael shenishtamed v'nosi Yisraelis v'nolol tekes in the tour v'nolol mimena ben malin asob shabs v'im anu machzikin osho sheyitzel tarbas ra v'im she'imo Yisraelis u'dvar malolo heim mitshuvas ha'gonim. He's going to follow his parents. It's highly, okay, we've seen in the world sometimes a person becomes from and both his parents are not, you know, but it's, especially in those times, it wasn't so likely. Right, and certainly on Shabbos, because Shabbos is a shayla of Docha Shabbos.
I mean, if you do it during the week, I don't think it's so. Do it.
Do it, right?
Do it. They, like Rav Yonah is going to say,
the horse straight in the post that Torah says.
Man. Right. Here he's reading that possibility.
Right. Here
it's not clear. It's not clear what he's talking about.
Here,
though. It's not clear if he's dealing with who he's talking about. It's true. But at least this is it.
Yeah. One second. Again, she'imu l'chol apochas yisraelis gemura. But that's from the Torah. But the mother is Yisrael's Gemura, so yesh tikva, yesh tikva. Min hayel arvu she'imo tadricheu v'derech Hashem v'lo yetze l'tar b'sra. V'zohi kavonas hator b'lo sofik.
Sometimes
they
have the non-Jewish
one,
there's more in...
Yeah.
But there's a distinction
right.
here also between
verse Mila and everything else. One second. Give me a chance. So that's his yisod, that if a person there's no hope for him, so he says you don't even have to mal him, and certainly not on Shabbos, because the mitzvah doesn't really have a meaning if you don't have any core belief. And now he comes and he argues with the Beis Yosef, because he's a Beis Yosef. I purposely didn't say yet. You see, the Pasha Pshat that he says, he thinks Pshat in the Torah, is what it says. Kipshuto. That Kevin she'imo Yisraelis, there's hope. But if imo Yisraelis, there's no hope, then don't mal him. Don't mal him B'Shabbos.
He doesn't say the next word. Yisrael sh'nasa goyim yaldabok. He's the...
Okay. But there's a Beis Yosef. There's a Beis Yosef in the Berak HaBayis on page 2. And that's what they're all arguing, that the with this Berak HaBayis. Because look what the Berak HaBayis says. On page 2 on the left side. In the Beis Yosef there. V'li nira dafilu nosoi mumeres. Nami malin b'Shabbos. Haben anolod lehem. Shreim chayovim b'chol mitzvah yisraelis nachar ha'itur hefshad dam afuk mumeres afuk igoya. He wants to say that even... And that's what the Gittes Varadim argues with. Was he saying that don't...
This is what the next line said.
Yeah, right. He says don't make a diuk that since the mother is Yisraelis, so he'll... And then he says he's only coming off Fuga Goya, but if the mother would be a Mumer also, Mumeris, and he's a Mumer, so the Beis Yosef says... also would be Docha Shabbos. And the Yinus Varadim, and that's what some want to say is the Pshat and the Taz and the Shach, some point out, would maybe argue with that.
How can the Taz say that's Pshat and Mechaber? Like, Mechaber just says, Malos of Shabbos.
Right.
No reason.
Right.
So the Taz is choosing, when the Beis Yosef himself says, what he thinks.
Right.
The Taz is saying, no, the
Kavanah
is the other way.
Right.
Like, the Taz himself is saying
not,
like,
laugh that,
but
it's just laugh.
And the Taz...
Right, the Taz is going against the
Berak HaBayis. In
the question is how you think
the
Shulchan Aruch. Yesterday. You really said it,
right? Right.
It was only yesterday, right?
And it's clear the Shulchan Aruch, interestingly, did not give any qualifications in his halakha.
Right.
He just said...
Right, but it's interesting. The Shulchan Aruch also didn't. It's interesting. He could have rewritten it in the Shulchan Aruch and say that it's a bigger chiddush. That
right.
Even
right.
He could have. But you know, that's a whole question how it worked. You know, like the Berak HaBayis was probably they say was written before the Shulchan Aruch.
Yesterday they said it was written after.
Yeah, that was the question, when the Berak HaBayis was written. If the Berak HaBayis was written after, then you understand that was after, and whatever.
Let's say we take these sort of things rather, okay? But the application to someone who's a katan, is it meaning we're assuming that the das of the parents is the das of the child?
Right.
Even though one could say that maybe if a gadol has das, he decides that he's not holy with Masorah, then his mitzvahs don't count.
Right, but here we're saying the kid is...
It's Olgar Akram, he doesn't have a father. So
it's
made,
right.
So Mason
has
us. And they have Amunah, so why can't they give that
Amunah?
That's why I said first thing was
different.
Right.
It's
reason.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. But the simple pshat, the chorah of the Bala Iter, is, I think, what the Taz is saying. The simple shot. Now the Maram Shik.
The simple. I'm not sure. The only one who I see saying what you were saying is this Gina's brother.
Yeah.
He's the only one who says such a thing.
Yeah. So I was very excited with this because it's a good Hashkafa piece.
You know,
yeah, it doesn't work.
If someone says brachas. And he doesn't believe in the Ron Shalom. I don't consider properly. He did a Maisa Mitzvah. He wrote a Sefer Torah. It doesn't matter.
Right.
You don't have a Munah.
Right, because the Mitzvahs are not like.
Do we burn a Sefer Torah with Karag?
Well, of a min we do.
I'm asking Karag.
Okay.
Now, that's part of the question. Yeah. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Things have changed.
Yeah. Take a look now in the. Take a look now in the Maram Shik. Maram Shik is on page 6. I mean, 5, but the page that I'm interested in is page 6. With Emma's Gufatam de Sovereign Cain, in other words, he wants to explain now what's this idea that a mumar, maybe the meal is not Docha Shabbos. So, Achim, Menalun Zos. The name of the Chazaka that Ben Yagam came Mumar Lo Nimo Moso B'Shabbos came into Adino Kli Yisrael. Understand? Everyone's a Jew here, so everyone's a Jew. So we should do it right. That's what I said. If you wouldn't have ever seen these halachas, you would think, of course. If I would have asked you without before you saw this, if you would say, of course, he's a Jew. That's what you would have said.
I'm still saying that after you showed it
again. I know. that was your tell.
And we may reach that conclusion yet.
Yeah. All right. So he says, "There's the mechuyim. We will have a much closer chazal and pasach imolachem kol zoch. But after tzidukim by tzusim, shenasu kal ve'omim b'fnei atzmim he'meina mechlal lachem da kavon rak al hashayochim lachem he'misha yotzam min adas legame. V'isha shu adayim mechubel klal Yisrael. V'abezin he'm shoftim shalo v'aleim achiv lamol imkain afilu imneima t'muksulon she'a ben mumar lamlo mechayv lamulo v'nira d'sfir lei." Kaven the Mila Ikri Bris. And this is something similar that Rav Shechter said years ago. The Mila is a Bris. The Nichsu Allah Yud Gimel Brisos. The Tosper came in the Gorm. Kaven the Negat Gimel the Mila Shalom Kodesh Shalosha Ikri and etc. The Yud Gimel Brisos called Nichas Bechal the Bris Torah. That's like Rav Shechter says, Hachnochsa the Bris. Now there's the Mila is not just a mitzvah, it's a Hachnochsa the Bris. It's a covenant. So if you're not holding in that,
your parents
are holding
that's like big time with a crow.
Yeah. The came to say the cheskes she mumer and can't have it the day the Shabbos parsha paragraph blows the meal mashma had the meal docha Shabbos mishum the nichrus ola yugim brisus, right, the Gemara says. 3 times bris, 13 times. The call kol haTorah kach b'mumah the mitzvahs mila shelo leis bechashivus hazeh. Well, right. Rabbi Tuchman is saying a good point that maybe this is a violation of the shir the time of the krah, because usually, as Rav Shechter points out, if you take a mitzvah, then you try to find the reason, and then you limit the applicability of the mitzvah based on the reasoning. As Rav Shechter pointed out, that's the concept of low darshin the time of the crow, unless you hold like Rav Shimon who's darish time of the crow.
Especially
goes
against the whole word of the king of Malon Hadas.
Right, but so this is, and I remember years ago. I think it was maybe when Rav Shai Shechter was born. Rav Shechter was saying over this thing about Hachnas of the Bris to explain the Shitas, something along those lines. Well, maybe you say that's Pasha, but Hachnas of the Bris is not. That's not. Time of the crowd, that's the etzem, you know. I once heard a drasha, it's a drasha. So this drasha I heard, you know, Rabbi Shimshon Pinkus, the famous Rabbi Shimshon Pinkus. So I heard drushas from his father, Rabbi Shimshon Pinkus' father. So Rabbi Shimshon Pinkus' father once just said, I'll be pashtus. He said, you know, the question that everyone asked, Kakum Avram Avinu didn't mal, he did all the mitzvahs before he was mitzvah, so how come bris mila not? Right, that's a big question. So there's briska terutzim and there's other terutzim. You know, Rabbi Parnas said, that when he made a bris for his son, so there were three rabbanim that spoke at the bris. Is Rav Gerela spoke, and Rav Moshe Bick spoke, and I have to remember who the third one. And they all spoke on this question, and they all gave different terutzim based on, like, Rav Gerela is a brisker, so he's in a brisker terutz. So Rabbi Pinkus just said very pashut. A bris is a contract, you know? So you can't have a contract, you need two parties to have, you know, you have two parties who are, you know, you have a contract with yourself. You have a contract, you're not, there's no one, you know, you have to, so someone has to be asking you to have a contract. So you need, so this is the Yud Gimel Brisos. It's Mechayel Shabbos, so for Mela, you know, so that's his,
The guy doesn't believe that the Lord made the rules, he's cut from Shabbos.
In other words, he doesn't believe that Rebbe Shlomo made the world. So he doesn't believe in the Rebbe. He's an atheist.
So he's a pater mishanas. No chiyuv skilus.
No, we would never say that, right? We would never say that. Because that's a lot.
There's an essay shesh bokaris.
Yeah.
Here is the big distinction because the person in question has no kavanah. No baby has kavanahs to be yotzei any bris. All the kavanahs are put in on top of them.
Yeah, one
second. So I don't see this whole story to begin with.
Yeah, so one second. So they point out that based on the Shach and the Taz, that they hold that if the parents are totally assimilated, they're totally this, then maybe the bris is not Tocha Shabbos. The Beis Yosef says no. It's even if both of them, right? And the only case.
Where's the Maram Shik coming in again?
So the Maram Shik is just explaining what is this. He wants to explain the svara of these opinions that he won't have bris on Shabbos. If the parents are not
different than the Yisrael, I mean
a different right. Hezbra, yeah.
I mean, it's ultimately a love for the same thing. The culture is something
yeah. Harford is quoted different reasons.
How come they don't say the opposite? They really help this way. Someone should say straight out, clear. Do you have a mummer and a matter no mummer on Shabbos? We don't see this. They're speaking. You're making the yoga on something that they should say explicitly.
Okay, but the Torah is pretty.
No, not the Torah is pretty definitively not.
Well,
the Torah that said the opposite.
Not
really obscure.
I don't know.
The Torah said the opposite because you have to connect the Torah.
Yeah.
The Torah is the least.
Okay, but look now, page 14, page 14, the Marshak. I always like the Chuvas the Marshak. He's one of my favorites. He's from the. He's a Talmud of the Maram Shik. He's his Talmud, Marshak. He always says, you know, interesting svaras. You know, he's about svara. So he has a tshuva here on page 14. He has two tshuvas on this topic. But he says, Al dvar ha-sheila ha-shnia b'ish echad bal aveira asher chanuso pasuch b'shabbos kodesh. His store is open on Shabbos. His store is open. He has a store, and it's open on Shabbos. V'nola lo ben b'shabbos kodesh. So somebody gave a psak that he keeps the store from Shabbos, he shouldn't make a bris meal on Shabbos. Rak liyom hamachos. So he says, "Gam be'ena yipolik ilo shemati zos me'olam." Very. Beitim halol b'nasein arabim chali shabbos b'farhes v'shchichim. So the lana al kol zeh b'chol mechobes malim b'nei ama b'Shabbos kodesh. He says, in other words, the Chacham who gave the Psak, he said, yeah, because both parents are, they probably ran the store together. They both were in the store on Shabbos, doing business karagil.
She gave birth in the
store. Yeah, she gave birth in the store, right? Gave birth in the store on Shabbos. Yisod al divrei ataz v'shach v'yordeya, shemavim divrei bala itur amuva b'tur, Shekosav v'kach malim ben Yisrael shen nisis the mover af b'Shabbos. Shem de'in machzikim moso sheyetzel atabas rahol sheimu Yisraelis masha da'im shneim mumrim heim lemul b'Shabbos. So he says like this: the daiti afil im nirtza lochosh ledvar mikol mokum heim b'mumrim gemurim. He says you gotta really be a good mumer. You can't just be a shracha mumer. You gotta be a good mumer. Sheozu dosam legamrei. You know, they're going to church. Kibul das acheres. Sheim nikroim mumrim. Gam meitzal amon am. Havu isha pasul chanusul b'shabes v'lo ozav hadas legamrei. Harein orim shu rotzel lomol as b'no. Ozav tzosal zavade lo choshev linyan zek mo mumer legamrei. So that's what he wants to say. That maybe he's bechlal outside the fold. But somebody who's just...
I always thought someone should mechal Shabbos for Hesi.
What? Peshum Mishmecha, right. I always say over, Rabbi Tuchman reminds me, I say over, one year, many years ago, I was walking on 16th Avenue in Borough Park. It was Chol HaMoed Sukkos. I was just walking there, and then I somehow made my way into Rabbi Menashe Klein Shul, and he was darshaning in the shul. And he said, Hoshana, he said, the drasha, and because he darshaned this when my son was born, Israel, I said a whole different drasha, but I used that same Hoshana. But Hoshana Rishumim Bishmecha Hoshana. So the Pashup Shana Rishumim Bishmecha means that Klal Yisrael is Yisrael, and Kel, Hashem's name, is Rishumim Bishmecha. Your name is in our name. So I gave a whole drush, but Rabbi Menashe Klein said a different word, Al Derech HaDrush. He said, there's certain people, they don't keep the mitzvah so much, but they still want to identify as a Jew. They'd be insulted that you say you're not a Jew. I'm a Jew, I'm, you know, but...
80% of
Israel. Right. So Hashanah, Rishum, Mishmecha, those that want to enlist under your name, that's what we're... The davening for. So that was his work. Yeah. So Rav Harfenis has some truvas. Here, Rav Harfenis on page 16. Rav Harfenis has the truvas here. This is his Sefer on Shabbos. So he has a piece. We're not going to read his long pieces. He goes through the whole Indian in different sheets, but very bekitzer. He says, "Murim shem nitzaglim chol masem kigoyim al machzikim b'mitzvos mila." They basically they don't keep anything, but they want mila. Can we mal the Shabbos? He says, "Yesh mikdol apostum she'asru l'mul b'nei b'Shabbos." Umaze yesh matir kasher lachria kamokem nira shem murim shem zmanenu fei mivakshim mitaru l'mul b'neim b'noam anol b'Shabbos yesh l'mul b'Shabbos. You know, if they're already asking for a mila, that shows that, you know...
Now it's worse than then. It's, I would say, if you're going to say this far, then it's now it's worse than then.
Okay. Now they definitively are doing this not to have a... If you're
going to take that whole entire thing he was said there, that's much worse than haram.
Yeah, okay. So that's... Yisrael David Harfenis. No, he said that he thinks in the end of the day you could do it. If they're asking to do it, you could do it. You can rely that you can do it. Well, so now I want to talk to you about another piece here. Because I'm not going to say any names now on the recording. I'll say it afterwards. There was a case, this I heard from my late chaver, Rabbi Joshua Hoffman, told me this case from many years ago. And the case was that a child was born on Shabbos, okay? The father was not Jewish and the mother was Jewish. That was the case. An intermarried or... Father Jewish, Goy, and mother Jewish, or we could have the Mila B'Shabbos. And this was a big machloikis between two Rabbanim, well, say later, what to do. In the end, they did the Mila B'Shabbos. So what's this machloikis?
The father was a Jew?
Yeah. That's and the mother, yeah, I mean.
Isn't that just this case? Meaning, instead of being a
mumer,
he's a
non-Jewish,
right?
Yes, a
guy. They have that problem.
See, so let me explain to you. There's this Gemara here. Look on the Gemara in Yevamos here on page 26.
So
the different problem in terms of what Amanila actually, in terms of whether the Gears of Homer is an
So, Ovi Kachavim, the last two lines were the end of the bracket. Ovi Kachavim ve'evet haba'al bas Yisrael havlad kosher. That if you have a guy that was ba'al bas Yisrael, havlad is kosher, it's not a mamzer. So, there are two pshatim, as Rav Shechta pointed out, two pshatim in the Rishonim on this. One is that he's kosher and he's a yid, because you go, you follow the mother to determine if you're a Jew or not. But there are other Rishonim, as Rashi says from different Rishonim, Rashi is here on page 28, that no, Havlat kosher because he's a guy, and therefore you can be Magayim him, and then he won't be a mamzer. So the Havlat kosher is. The reason why he's not a mamzer is because he's a goy.
So you don't go after the mother.
You don't go after the mother. And that's Pshat Havlat Kosher. Havlat Kosher, he's not a mamzer because he's a goy. And then you want him to be a Jew, didn't we carry him? And then he won't be a mamzer either. And that's the Marshaw here on page 28. What? No, the original discussion is whether it's a Vlad Mam, the beginning of the bracket here. Pesach Shem Rabbeinu, Ovi Kachov Ve'Evet HaBad Yisrael, HaVlad Mamzer.
Oh, I see.
You see? And then this opinion says HaVlad Kosher. So we pass in HaVlad a Kosher. So that's the question. Kosher V'Tzarech Geiris or not? So comes Rabbi Kiva Eger on page 4. He says, "The chor gam benochri shenolad miYisrael is malam usob Shabbos. Ulam b'viman shekosev hamarsha the sphere lehu bovi kachovim shabal bas Yisrael tavlad ovi kachovim tzarich geiris in kein ein malam usob Shabbos." So one Rav wanted to say that you see Rabbi Kiva Eger is quoting that opinion. So therefore, you shouldn't have the bris milah on Shabbos. To be cautious with that opinion. And the other Rav said no. That just saying that opinion doesn't mean that's the Pesach Halacha. And Rabbi Harfenis as well, one second. Rabbi Harfenis as well, if you want to see, on page 24, discusses this shayla. Says Yisrael should sabra migoy, rachmor l'tzlan v'yaldo ben zochah b'shabbos amim molim usob b'shabbos. Misabra b'mikra malin le'af b'shabbos, and he says that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Yisrael gomahu, even Ezra mem dalat tes. He says I'm on shamel. Maybe that's Rashi b'tosus that Tzarech Geiris. And chen chidushi Rabbi Kiveger, maybe Marshal Shasviru Dakum of Bob Israel, Tzarek Geris, Mele Elam Ulu Shabbos. Mashmanok came Allah, Pisca Chuva, maybe Machoka Sproniza, Mukvaris, Kim Rovach Ronim, the Israel Gomer who reigned Tzarek Geris.
Isn't Machoka's
whether
Judaism goes after the mother or not?
Right. So this was a big. And then you can close here, the Marshal said, Kimadat Kola Poskim, then Tzarek Shum Geris. So therefore you do the meal on Shabbos.
That's what he passed
here
in the
Parfait? And then he says, you know, has this happened to Mikra, or question of Mamash and intermarriage, and then that goes into the Mumra question, and that's his next tshuva. Here he's talking about just Tam, he's not looking at it from the, in other words, they were Mizana together, and they had this kid. As opposed to the next question, where Nisis Lugoi, is that, you know, and then he goes through this whole discussion about the Shach and the Taz and the Berakabais and the, you know, and the this whole thing. But I remember years ago when I discussed it with Rabbi Hoffman recently, this Rabbi Kivager. But apparently it was a big issue whether to have the meal on Shabbos based on this this Rabbi Kivager.
You see the Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch and the Torah went out of their way not to mention the pig. They mentioned Yisrael to Master Goliath, the Yalda, both Ben, Ain on them, over Shabbos, on the Gemo.
Right.
They could have easily added, they adapted, they didn't want to say the case, whether they didn't want to pass it or what, but they clearly.
Well, maybe Pashtun says they treated it maybe as the same.
No, they won't.
That's what I would think, they treated the same.
No.
And then they weren't even choshish for this other sheet of Tzara Keres, and then it was the same question. Of just as Jew. Right, so then it's the same. So the only issue is that it's like a harbless rod. You can follow your father, but you have a Jewish mother, so maybe you won't follow your father. Yes, you have a Jewish mother. So that's the same shaila of if you're not going to be frum, and you're not going to be, like Rav Shechter said, or the Maram Shik says, you're not nichlas labris. There's bris midas dofa Shabbos because it's a hachnasa labris, like Rav Shechter said over. So maybe if you aren't not being nichnas labris, so then you know.
So
part
of
this has been
the same shiloh.
Yeah.
So he says
Malvashabbos, or
he says no, that's the
shiloh Tabasra. That's the shiloh Tabasra, however you deal with that. In other words, the first truly he was saying just they weren't didn't get married. They just you know. You know, say Mizana together, and then they had this kid. Father's a guy, mother's a Jew. No marriage. The Mikra, as he said. The Mikra. That was his first tshuva. The second tshuva is an intermarried couple, and then he discusses the same chorus of the of this.